Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. And the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. Got to have that one unforced error there. Get it out of the way at the beginning. And now joining us, the head coach of the playoff-bound Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. All right, so we are here on a Wednesday following the first shutout in 4 years for the Frederica Knights, 42-0 over Robertson's Christian Academy. Last shutout all the way back in Jordan Triplett's freshman year against Memorial Day. Wow. It seemed like everything was clicking Friday night against Robertson's.
It was. Like I said, we started out a little slow right off the bat, and then I thought we started getting it going. We started clicking pretty well. The first series or two, I think we gave up a big play on one of them on defense, but we shut it down inside the 20, and then, of course, I went for a fake punt because that'd be only, from our own 27, as Coach Gibson's looking at me.
Perfect sense.
What are you doing? And I was like, I just took a shot at it. It looked like it was there. Of course, all it takes is one guy to miss a block, and of course we did. But I thought the kids after that, they regroup. Again, you give them a ball down at the 27-yard line going in, and then you drop them back, and, they don't score. We get the ball, we go right down the field, and then we kind of take over the game. I thought we were in pretty good shape right there. When you look at it, I think probably we could have been ahead 24-28-0 at the half. And we went in 21-0. I thought we executed really well the last 33 seconds of the game. Of trying to get the ball right down the field and getting that timeout and getting Noah an opportunity to kick. And he had plenty of leg. It was just off to the left. And, those are some things that we've been trying to work on and be able to execute. We've done it a couple times, been successful. We've not been successful a couple times. But, again, he's a freshman. But goes well to show that our kids understand the time management and game management, what we had to do and get down there. And it gives us a good thing to work on and keep us fresh, too, as coaches, seeing what we got to do and how much time we got to get down there and get it out of bounds and make some plays.
Yeah, I keep meaning to say, you've now attempted how many field goals this summer versus the last 10 years of your head coaching experience? Are you feeling okay? Do we need to get you checked or anything?
When we had Landon my first year, we kicked it all the time. We've had a few guys come through and we've kicked it, but, he does a good job, and I'm going to run him out there and get as much experience as he can these first two years, and hopefully, he becomes a weapon later on down the road where we can kick it from 60 yards at some point in time. He's going to start working with some guys, and I think he's going to be a true weapon later on. He's just learning how to do it. And really, when you think about it, there's no pressure on him because he has no idea what the pressure is anyway. So if you've carried on a conversation with Noah, you will know that immediately, that there's not a ton of pressure on him at all. Good kid, but, I tell him stuff, to kick off and do certain things, and he kicks it deep. I'm like, what are you doing? We're supposed to pooch kick the thing. And he's like, yeah, I missed it. I'm like, really? Okay, yeah. So,
he's gotten really good at the worm burners, when you're trying to angle it, hit it to somebody in the second row. The onside kick that wasn't intended to be the onside kick?
The onside kick wasn't supposed to happen the second time. The first time we called it, and then the second time, not so much. But, and then we recovered it the second time. So, you know, we got a few things we're working on, but our guys, special teams wise, have been, it's been a plus for us this year, special teams wise.
You are listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you know, it's always great to talk about the special teams, Noah, Mary Ford, and all that. But the big thing is the development of, let's be honest, the development of the offense. The three out of the four Jays that are still playing, plus Stanton Beverly, they're really starting to click and come together and gel as a unit at just the right time.
Yeah, the pieces, you know, it's just coming together really well. We move people around. We got all these packages, Formula One, NASCAR, freight train. We just got all these things that we're yelling at time. Cherokee and Apache, we got, and I mean, we got different personnels. I think our kids have done a really good job of understanding what we're doing. Coach Jerry's done a good job of trying to create schemes where we can get guys the ball certain times. And, you know, again, done a really good job of playing to our strengths, and Stanton's done a really good job of understanding the offense. When you look at it, the O-line's done a really good job of understanding what we're trying to do. You know, we struggled a little bit early on. Now those guys have pretty good communication up front. And it's funny because those guys in Hayes, the Sniffers, Hayes and Elon, all those guys have to communicate, and they've done a really good job. And, you know, I think for us, offensively, those guys being able to communicate and understand what we're doing really makes it a ton. Right now, it looks very efficient, and you know, and it has been the last 3 or 4 weeks. We really, well, I'll go as far back as week seven. We started clicking a little bit at week seven.
So Stratford?
Yeah, when we played Stratford. It's not week seven, but that was –
The third game
or fourth game or whatever, right after we played Bowwood, we came back, and I thought we started clicking a little bit better. We got a better understanding, and our kids have done a really good job, you know, just working and grinding it out. And today, you know, we didn't have a really good day yesterday at practice, and then today I thought it was a much better practice, we're much focused, you know, and I told them if we're going to keep trending like that, that's good. So have a good Monday, a not-so-good Tuesday, a pretty good Wednesday, a not-so-good Thursday, and let's be good on Friday. So,
yeah, that last one's the most important.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know. So going in tomorrow, we got to clean a few things up, but I feel like we've got some really good looks. And I said this in our coaches' meeting a couple weeks ago, and I said it to the kids. The key for us being successful going forward is the look that we get from our scout team. How good a look are we going to get? Are we going to get hit in the mouth by the scout team? Are they going to come flying off the ball and give us a good look? And I thought today, of course, there was a lot of screaming entailed in that today, but there were a lot of yelling at kids and things, but they really gave us a good look offensively and defensively, getting us prepared for what we're trying to look at. And that's a big thing. If you can create it as close to game-like as you can, it's very important. And I thought last couple of days we're really getting that look from the scout team. And I know they don't get a ton of credit, but those guys come in there every day and they bust their butt, and they just got a ton better, and we're getting a lot of really good looks, and we're looking at it on film, we're breaking it down. You know, we film practice and started doing that, and we're breaking it all down. So, you know, I think that we got a pretty good chance, you know, Friday night, if we can go out and continue the trend.
I know I mentioned to you the last time we sat down, but how nice is it that you actually have a scout team? The ability, the roster size, to have a scout team and to be able to rotate folks for once in first time in how many years?
That's been great to have one that can go ahead and do some things. And our kids, you know, I think we only got 26 dressed out right now, but they're rotating in and they all volunteer. They jump right in and go to work. And it's been really good for us this week. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back here. I know you got to go and get ready.
Look at you, Jimmy. Look at you watching the clock. I love that about you. Awesome.
After we get out of break.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. As always, I am Jeff Toke, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, and Advanced Rehabilitation. This is always a spot where we talk about the health of the team. Check in on injuries, who's in, who's out, and how it looks going forward. So what we got?
I think we're in pretty good shape. Will's over there eating the salad, looks like.
You mean running back, Will?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know Will.
He didn't get to do a run, did he?
Tucker and Isai got to carry the ball, but I think everybody's in pretty good shape right now. You know, it's that season, bumps and bruises, and besides Jordan, Brett, those guys that have been out, everybody else is back, and I think pretty healthy. So hopefully we're full speed to go on Friday night. Right now, it's looking pretty good. Knock on wood.
Knocking on wood, yeah. One of the things that impressed me the most about this Friday night, we'll talk a little bit more about this past week before we move on to this upcoming week, is how you seem to have gotten back, and we mentioned this the last time that we sat down and talked, about how you've come back at least this week into the ball control mindset of everything. I mean, that second drive, 16 plays plus, not counting the two penalties, I mean, controlling the clock, that is like dictionary definition right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we ate off 8 minutes of the clock right there, went 16 plays, punched it in for a touchdown, which that's the key thing, get that 7 points at the end. Don't need to kick a field goal. And but, I mean, high school, a 16-play drive, that's pretty hard to do. You guys, you know, you have to overcome a mistake or two here and there. And our kids did a really good job, you know, just offensively finding what we need to do and getting our 3, 4, 5, maybe busting one for 8, 10, 12, you know, and just grinding it out over and over. And our kids do a good job of that. They've done that a few times. We've done that quite a few times this year on some long drives and eat up some time. And, that, and you know, like you said, kind of got back to that. And the best thing is if you got an offense that can control the game right there, it keeps the defense off the field. So that means their offense can't score. And we kind of look at it that way a little bit. But same time, if you can break one, you know, we're not going to tell the kids to slide down. We're going to go get it. But they've done a good job. And, you know, that goes a long way to their discipline and their commitment to what we're trying to do offensively. And they've done a pretty good job of it.
And it really looks like, I mean, it's, you can see the evolution of this team as the season has gone on. The Nassau game in particular, you really couldn't get things going. You couldn't get that drive going. As it started going on throughout the rest of the season, it's to where you were able to establish those offensive series, but could never finish it out. You could never get the points at the end. But now, as we are heading into the playoffs, they're finally starting to click and completing those long, drawn-out, clock-draining drives and getting points on the board.
It's just us getting older and getting experience. I know I've said that probably 100 times, but our kids understand what we're trying to do now. I mean, you're out at practice, you start hearing, I mean, they're checking some stuff today with Coach Ergen, like, listen, what we get this, we need to do this. And he's like, that's a good point. Well, we run that, right? That's a good one, let's do that. So. And they do the same thing with Coach Gibson. We get this coverage in certain situations. They're checking things out there. And, you know, so we're growing up, proverbially, there, going out. And our kids, every time we get a snap, we get a little bit better. And they're starting to understand it. And like I said, that scout team this week has really helped us out. They've been giving us looks. We've got starters on both sides kind of. Everybody's rolling in to get reps, to make it better and to see it. And so for us going into this game, it's really, really important to get good looks. And sometimes that's really hard. I mean, like you're saying, referring back a couple of years ago, me playing tight end and things like that doesn't really give us the best look. But, you know, I won a lot of matchups. And so I thought I was getting recruited again at tight end, but back in the day. But, you know, but right now we've had a pretty good week. Scout team's done a good job giving us a look, and hopefully that'll carry over on Friday night.
I can't believe, I'm so embarrassed. I never thought to ask you, is that your position from your playing days? No.
I was a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I can barely throw it today. But,
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, one of the previous times we sat down, I brought up something about how the core of this team are the sophomores, not to downplay the seniors and their leadership on this team, but we're really excited about this sophomore class. And I was thinking about how we felt the same way about that state championship team from 2018 and what kind of season they had in their sophomore team and their sophomore season. That's when we realized this might be something special.
Yeah, you know, and you look at that, you go, we've got the makings of it, but they've been developed really well by these two classes. These seniors and juniors have done a really good job of holding them to the standard, coming in there and going to work every day, and it carries over. And the same thing with that group, 2018. We kind of felt like that was going to be the group, and so all the pressure in the world was on us at that time when we got to be seniors. And then you go, you start out 0-2. And you're like, oh, Lord, are we really going to win this thing or not? And then all of a sudden, you know, you catch fire and they took off and there was no one really that competitive. So, but for this group, you know, that, you know, they go in here, that sophomore group, freshman group, they are the majority of who we got. We got 24 of those guys out of 31 players. You know, Mary Ford's our 32nd one. And then, so when you really look at it, there's, you know, we're really, really young. And I mean, we've played some teams that are young, so look at Pinewood, who's youth, Brookwood, all of those teams. Look at what they won 2 games. They won. Brookwood won 0 games, and our guys, being led by our juniors and seniors, won 5 games. And we probably if we could go back and play two other ones, I feel like we would be 7-3. If we don't have a 3-week layover, but that goes back to those guys and the leadership that we got in that locker room and how they go about their business every day.
And the more I thought about that comparison to the 2018 team when they were seniors, when those seniors were sophomores, I realized there's a very big difference. And when they were sophomores, when we were going into the playoffs, we had a home playoff game.
Yeah.
That was the year that Deerfield Windsor came in and upset us on our turf.
Yeah.
We were expecting to be able to beat them and move on to the next round and the next round and the next round. This team still has something to prove.
Yeah.
And I think that they got the opportunity to do so this Friday night.
Yeah, I think they got that chip on their shoulder. And, you know, when you win 3 games in a row, you get some confidence. And hopefully, you know, we can go out there and execute really well and make some plays. And they make some mistakes. And if we can capitalize on their mistakes and go out and execute, just play really well. I tell them all the time, be committed to being good. Just be, and we'll chase excellence, but be committed to being really good at what you do. And that's every day. You know, when I'm talking to them, I'm not talking about just coming out there being good at football practice. Be good every day at what you do. You know, it's, you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, can I get through it? Don't just get through it. Be good at getting through it. Do good stuff. Go to work. Work hard. You know, make it happen. I know that's something that we say and do, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I want our kids to be committed at going out there every day, and it just becomes natural for them, because when that happens, really great things are going to happen to that group.
It's like you said it before, you are not in the football business, you are in the young man business.
Yep.
All right, we will be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495. Or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone, stretch, work, play, repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke here with you. And this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. All right, so let's officially move the focus on to this upcoming Friday night, your Frederica Knights. Hitting the road, heading across Highway 82, destination Hayara, Georgia, to take on the defending state champions, the Valwood Valiants, team that has beaten us the last two times that we have faced them, maybe three. Not sure. I know that they've got the lead in the all-time series, but they've become our probably biggest non-region rival over the last several years.
Yeah, that started out when Coach Henderson was there, and they had won the state championship. I called him to see if he wanted to play, and of course, he wanted to play us. We were, one of the small schools in 3A, and then as times went on, it's become pretty. It's been a pretty good rival for the last, probably 10 years of the 12 I've been there, and we've won a few, we've lost a few, but it's a good measuring stick for both of us to see, and the other thing is, it's good for us to see the other team play, how good are they, and they were really, really good last year, they've been good this year, they were loaded this year, and so they got a really good team, and for us, we got to go in, we're going to play really good. Everybody's talking about, well, they got some injuries and all that, well, they still got 55 kids, around 50 to 55 kids, and they've got some really good athletes. So we have to go in and take care of business. It doesn't matter who's in that jersey over there. You got to go handle your business. And I think our kids, like I said, I think right now we got a little uptick, and our kids feeling pretty good. That we can go in and we've got some confidence. We're playing with a little swagger. So like you said, you've watched us evolve this year. We've gotten a little bit better and better every game, and that's been the goal. That's been our goal, is to get better and better every game as we've been going. So hopefully we can go out and execute, not make any mistakes, and we can sneak out of Hayara with a victory. That would be awesome for the program.
Now, you mentioned there's been some injuries on their side of the ball too. The biggest contributors that were in the 48-14 defeat that we fell to them back in week three, I think, yeah, it was. What have they done to be able to replace those two big players?
Their quarterback and their tailback. I think he may be back. Number four might be back. I'm not sure. He said he was going to play, but we don't know. We'll see when we get there. But they've got another big running back, the Neil kid, and he's Neil or Neely. He's a big old kid, number zero. He's a sophomore, and he's probably about 210. They just plug him in, and then they go play. And then Coach Wilson Hatcher has been in at quarterback, and he does a really good job. He's a big kid. He can throw the ball, and they got a lot of talent surrounding him. He's got a good offensive line, got a good set of receivers, and they got a good running back. So we have to go in and do a good job. We have to play disciplined football. We have to play, do our job, and know our roles when we get certain things. So for us to go in and get that win, it's going to be tough. It's going to be loud over there. They're going to have a ton of people. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere for us, and we got to go in and hopefully, execute to the best of our ability. We don't have to play the best game. I've told our kids we don't have to play a perfect game. We just have to go play a really, really good football game, and we can get back on the bus and maybe sneak out of there with that win. And there's an opportunity to for it.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, real talk time here. This is the thing that has been the biggest hurdle for this team over the last half season, three quarters of a season. The kryptonite of the 2024 Frederica Knights has been the big play. Being able to defend against the big play. How do we keep that from impacting this game?
We have to tackle really well. We got to tackle well, and we got to keep them in front of us. can't play with our eyes. We got to read our keys and don't get our eyes in the backfield in the secondary. Just read your keys and do your job. And, you know, that's the biggest thing we've been yelling about all week is our ability to tackle and get to the football, pursuit of the football. Everybody swarm and gang tackle. And then for the secondary, being young, they love to look in the backfield and see what the quarterback and them are doing. But they can't do that. We have to read our receivers and our keys that we get. And so, you know, I think as you get older, they start to understand it. But again, we're still young. They still want to take a peek back there and see what's going on. And as soon as you do that, the receiver's behind you, and we can't do that. So that's going to be the key is eye discipline. I hear Coach Gibson say that probably 10 times a practice. Eye discipline. Know where you're going. See it. See where you got. See your keys. Read it. Get there and take good angles. We have to take good angles. We have to be inside out. We can't be from outside in. That never makes – it's not a good combination when we play from outside in. Guy can make a break, make a cut, and we're not going to be able to make a play. So we got to track the hip. We have to tackle well, you know. And, again, offensively, we got to go out and execute. We got to block. It comes down to two things, blocking and tackling. That's what it is in football. The teams that do it really well are the ones that win. And, you know, Coach told me one time long ago, the teams that can run in November usually play late into December. We don't get that opportunity to play in December, but we'd love to be playing late into November if we can continue to run the ball and go out and execute.
Yeah, I'd be fine traveling on Thanksgiving week. I'm just saying all that. So I know that you do not like to look ahead. No coach likes to look ahead. But on Friday night, help me as a broadcaster. Who do I need to be keeping an eye on? For the next round.
It's Tip Terry and John Millage. Those two will be playing. That's who we'll play.
Wait, what? John Millage?
Yeah, they got in. Power rankings. They're 2-8, but they got in. They got to go to Tift. And whoever wins that game, if we were to beat Valwood.
When we beat Valwood?
Well,
when?
Yeah.
I can say that. I'm just
I know that Jody Peterman's listening to the radio show, and he's trying to find anything he can put on a billboard in there. So if we win the game for Jody, you know, the biggest thing we got to watch, Tiff Ferry and John Millage, that's the thing we got to go to. And I feel like for us, you know, our biggest thing is we don't worry about any of those guys. Biggest focus as soon as we found out Sunday was it's Valwood, let's go to work. And you start looking at the coaches' hours. Some of them got like 22 hours, some got, you know, almost 14 hours. I think I've got almost 8, so. Yeah, we got a lot of hours in watching film. I feel like we know what they're going to do before they do it at times, and that's a good thing. So our guys are really focused, and we just worry about Friday night. Worry about the next play. I think Nick Saban said it best. Just play that play and play it the best you can, and then huddle back up and play the next play the best you can. Again, just be committed to being good every single play, and that's going to be our biggest focus. We're not worried about anybody else. We got to worry about us handling our business, getting the win, get back on the bus. We'll break it back down on Sunday morning or Saturday morning the way we always do, and we'll focus on us and go take care of business the next weekend. So our goal is to play 3 more weeks and play 3 games and really focus on what we do and be really good at what we do. So that's the big thing. We got all this outside noise, and no one believes. We have to believe in ourselves. We talked about that today. The inner circle. No one believes outside the state of Georgia we can go in the Hay Hire and beat them besides the ones in the circle. And so you believe, you push that guy, and let's go out in there and take care of our business. Let's worry about us. Everybody else can worry about themselves. So,
Can I get in that circle?
You can get in that circle if you want to.
Yes.
You know. So for us, it's just how can we push each other to get better every day? And our kids do a good job of that. I'm proud of them. And we're going to go to work. We're going to go represent Frederica the best we can on Friday night. And however the chips fall, I hope they fall our way. We'll get back on the bus. I'm still going to be proud of what we've done.
Man, 3 more weeks of football, that would make for a very merry Christmas. Frederica Knights taking on the defending state champion Valwood Valiants this Friday night, 7:30 kickoff over in Hay Hira. And if you are listening to this and you are not part of this year's team family, if this is an alumni just checking it out for the first time in several weeks, dude, hop on 75, shoot it down to Valdosta, or 10 over and then 75 up. come to Hayhira, see this class of the Frederica Knights play against the Valiants. Come on out, wear your green, wear your gray, rock it, and make these guys feel that they are loved and remind them that they can do it. This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, take us out.
Go Knights.